Are you going to do this tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, no. It was my idea.
Back.
Wait. Yeah, well, let's ease into it. Ease into it.
Just the one episode. Well, hi, friends. We're back. Back and better than ever.
Should I like insert a little applause? Like, yay.
We know it's been a hot minute. We kind of soft launched and then like, we're like, nope. We're going to not do it in September. It's October now, but it was a very hot girl summer. We both needed it. There's a lot to catch up on, so many things. But as you may know, if you follow us both on Twitter, Sarah came to visit me this weekend in Chicago and it was so freaking nice.
It was like so goddamn such cute. A delight. It was so cute of us to do.
It was me and Ridley picked you up at the airport. We scooped you. It was so, so fun. Friday, we like worked together from coffee shop. Saturday, we went out to the bars. And then Sunday, we watched She's the Man and Princess Diaries because we needed that.
We had the best weekend. If you TLDR that, it was everything we needed and more.
We had a great time. But also, confession to make, we had such a great time that we are not doing this in person.
No.
Like we had planned Friday and a Saturday and Sunday. We were just having too much fun. Whoopsies. But
didn't come up.
Yeah, it didn't come up. Same old, same old. We're just, Sarah's now in Denver, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I moved.
Okay, so, but we didn't record in person, but we did get to hug and love on each other. And then, honestly, that was more important. So
Facts. While we were, you know, all having our respective summers, some like real life shit was just going down in the world. Like mad people were just quitting, finding new jobs, not putting up with toxic employers anymore. We are here for it. So like, may as well hop on that train, start season two off with a bang. So let's talk about finding a new job, quitting your toxic job, how to find a new one, what to look out for, what questions to ask, you know, make sure you're not miserable in another 6 months, and how to know what you need from a company that's not just like title and compensation to make you feel fulfilled and like happy in your job. I wrote "Let's Roll" in the outline.
And then you wrote LMAO you.
But I still kept it. So...
Oh my God. Hit the intro music.
Do you want to start? Like,
no, I think you should start. Tell us what you've been up to.
Wait, are we talking about finding new jobs right now or no?
Yeah,
it's fine. I think we should just do it. We just want to preface this by being like, Bridget and my current employers are not toxic, but they're not perfect. No company's perfect. That company doesn't exist, but there are some companies that are better suited for you and your needs and what you want to work on and the market that you like to work in. And so, yes, there are a lot of people who are like rage quitting right now, which I'm like, hell yeah, freaking do it. But there are also people who are like, should I find a new job? Because the market right now is insane. You could literally walk outside and be like, does anyone need to hire a marketer? And someone is going to be like, yes. And I'll pay you $150,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think too, like, important to note that something can be really good for you at one point in your career. And then like, as you and I do, we grew. I did that phase. Now I need to go to the next phase. And like, maybe the company that I was currently at is just not, that's not prepared for that next phase, but I can't sit still.
Yeah. Also, it's going to be really hard. And once you get older, I think it gets a little bit easier. But like, when you're new in your career, companies aren't growing as fast as you are. Like they're just not. They can't adapt and they can't change and they can't give you as many learning opportunities as you might be like really hungry for. And so there's a reason why people stick around and a reason why people don't. And that's not necessarily because the working conditions are awful, but instead it's just, we've been talking around it. So Bridget and I got new jobs.
Again. Again.
So that's new.
Sarah, tell us about you.
So I started my career being really close to the product team and like having a seat at the product table and knowing everything there was to know about the product and understanding like technically how the product works. And I was completely removed from the product team on the marketing team at Alice. Mm-hmm. Not only were they an entirely different team, they were in an entirely different country, in an entirely different time zone with an entirely different native language, which was
right, really hard.
Which is like, it worked really well, just not the kind of environment that I personally like to work in. And so I never say no to having a conversation with someone who reaches out who I know. So the magic of Twitter, though, the woman who I will be working for DM'd me on Twitter in July. Let's talk about you working here, or like, let's talk about you and this company or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I like went through this whole long process, like starting in July and it ended in October. Like it was a whole ass thing. But they're like a product-led growth company, small growth team, just recently post Series A. And another thing that is really important to me that just like about a company, not even about a role, is product-led versus sales-led. I found that I really like to be in a product-led organization. So it's just one of those companies that I feel like is going to be a career builder and not just a job opportunity. And I'm not saying that Alice was just a job and not a career builder, but it was exactly what I needed in between Drift and my next role to help also help me understand like what an actual real company, how an actual real company operates.
Yeah. Well, I'm so freaking happy for you, dude.
Thanks, man. Oh. All right, you go. I was there when Bridget
Sarah was here. It happened on Friday. Yeah, I think similar to Sarah, like I needed big time for a reason. It was so good for me at the time. I literally got the opportunity to do pretty much every project I'd never done in a marketing environment before. So, and it was so, so good for me. And this opportunity kind of came out of nowhere, similar to Sarah's, and it shouldn't shock anybody. Twitter. Yeah, I really have been very far away from LinkedIn and from Twitter. And I think that kind of just like goes back to like why I was feeling maybe that I did need something new. Like, you guys, like I miss the MarTech space, as crazy as it is. Those are my people. Like I don't like selling to lawyers. Like I literally could give a fuck. And that's okay. Like I needed to understand that.
Yeah.
Obviously, G2 is MarTech, and like there are a lot of things that I don't want to have to go through in my experience. So there are a lot of things that I looked at with this new company. But I mean, I'm going to have the opportunity to build out my own team, which is huge. And it's hard. I told I'm like, you have given me everything that I've asked for, and I really appreciate it. I just need more. And like, that's okay.
That was exactly the conversations that I had with my manager and senior leadership people at Alice. Was like, just also the fact that I got to have those conversations and were like reached out to means that this obviously wasn't an Alice problem.
Exactly. And big time is the same way. Everybody's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I just need more. I need to be back in a space where everybody's moving at the same speed as I am.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel like, you know, I kind of took that break from LinkedIn. I needed it. I also miss it. Like I miss it a lot. I miss being present in a lot of those spaces, and this new job is going to allow me to do that as part of my job, which is ideal. Right. So yeah, get to build a team, get to work remote full time. It's all good. It literally happened within a week for me. Like it was so freaking fast. But how cute, Sarah and I have the same first start dates.
I know.
Again, like we started season one of this podcast both like, oh, we just got new jobs, and now we just got new jobs.
Yeah. But it's also one of those things where like no one's at companies for 30 years anymore. Like we're also like two ambitious gals that have seen gals. Ew, I hate that I call them ourselves. No.
I'd rather you called me guy.
We're just two ambitious ladies who have like experienced a company that is growing as fast as we wanted for a period of time. And that's kind of like addicting in a sense, because you're challenged every day. You're excited every day.
Well, like you said, it's an ego thing. You know, you also feel like you're in it with everybody.
Yeah.
It's funny because like I've said it before, like the fast paced work environment thing is almost a red flag. So I'm like, does that mean toxic because of G2? And then I get to big time and everything just moves at a completely different pace, which I'm like, where's the happy medium?
Which is also like, because Alice services enterprise level companies, Alice moves so quickly for them. It's, it's perfect for the business that Alice is. Mm-hmm. I came from not that, but I had to experience a sales led organization. Like I couldn't just not know what that was like.
Right. Well, 'cause then how do you know what you like better?
Right. But I think for people who may be thinking about potentially finding like a new job, sort of what did you recognize first to be like, okay, I should start having these conversations? And then what did you look for in a company and a role?
Yeah. As a self-aware, most self-aware person I know, I noticed changes in myself and it's not even like my mental health, but really my motivation. I didn't know how much of, you know, was of that feeling was coming from working from home and then having to go to the office a couple days a week. And then I just didn't feel in control of my own day. Mm-hmm. I started to feel I wasn't performing at my best. Mm-hmm. And it was because the environment that I was in, like really didn't allow me to do that. And that's not a knock on big time. I just feel like at some point I just stopped. I couldn't give it my all because I was relying on so many people to like also help me do my job. And it was just tough. So I felt myself start to kind of pull off the gas. And while that was so necessary for a short period of time, like as that continued, it just started to seep into the rest of my life. Stopped working out, stopped cooking, stopped. I was just coasting. I was coasting in a lot of parts of my life. And it's just, for me personally, I'm just not good at that. There's a difference between rest and coasting.
Yeah.
I was coasting for,
and
I didn't even really realize it until somebody reached out to me on Twitter. And it was kind of like, oh, like I do miss that. I miss that environment. I miss it. Her and I are very similar. And she's like, everybody at this company is like us. I'm like, oh, cool.
But yeah, kind of like going on that point, Drift also is a very like homogeneous in a bad way kind of culture, kind of in a good way until you try and only hire people who are like that. And then it's like, no, diversity of thought. Right. It's good. But on the other hand, I'm a product nerd. I want to be able to like go into my Slack and be like, did you guys see what happened with Basecamp?
Right.
Like, did we all see what happened with Basecamp versus coming to stand up and being like, anyone hear about that Basecamp drama? And everyone being like, no. And me being like, okay, let me tell you about it. It's kind of like trying to explain TikTok drama to like your boss.
Yes. And our standups are both of that. It's all of that. But it's the same thing where like, I miss those spaces in LinkedIn, but like, I wasn't even on them because it wasn't relating to my coworker. So I was like, okay, there's no reason for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was just getting away from it. And I'm like, no, like I need to do that. I need to be around people that do that, which is fine. That's a good thing. You learn stuff about yourself.
Yeah. I think for me, like what was tricky with my team is like, we're so creative. Like we're so creative until the environment doesn't exist for us to be creative anymore.
Yeah.
Like they're with just like company evolution comes, we can't just do one-off things that don't really feed into anything else. Like we have to do proper campaign planning and like TBH, I think proper campaign planning can sometimes like take the creativity out of things, mostly because creative isn't usually in the room when you're talking about demand gen campaigns.
Right.
It's also, we were hired onto teams before the pandemic was a real thing. And those teams no longer exist. They might be the exact same people, but the environments in which those teams were working, like no longer exist.
Yeah. I mean, we can start talking about, I want to make sure that everybody understands that both Big Time and Alice were good places to work. They are good places to work.
Are currently great places to work.
It is just not for us. That's okay.
We also were there for 2 years. It's not like we started and 6 months later, we're like, not for us.
No.
We went through some good trials and tribulations and had really good times working at these companies. It's just it feels like we were a YouTube couple that broke up and now we're doing the We Broke Up YouTube video where we're like crying.
But it still can be right. Like I was telling my boss, I'm like, I'm sad. I'm fucking sad. This is the best marketing team I've ever worked with. I can see that this company is going places. It's just not going there fast enough for where I am in my career right now.
Yeah.
And I think there are lessons to be taken from that. I think that you make a good point. We were both hired in kind of in the middle of the pandemic. I think what I'm trying to get at is more than ever, companies are going to be forced to do the right thing for their employees because people are leaving these companies and people are going to places that if you're making me come into the office, you better feed me every day. If you want to hire me across the country, then like, you're going to have to let me work in my own hours and like stuff like that. The companies that are starting to make those changes are going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also, if you're not seeing that from your current company right now, you aren't getting paid enough. And, or you're like, you work in California, but everyone on your team is in New York and you have to get up at 5 a.m. That's
right.
Those can be sort of factors outside of, you know, I hate my manager or whatever that push you to look for a new job. So like I just got a new manager literally less than 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. It's not his fault.
Right. Right.
This is not about him. In fact, he was one of the main reasons why I was like, I don't know if I should leave because I really like working for him. So yes, good managers can sometimes keep people around, but also the entire company has to function in a way that that person wants to work. Alice can't be product led. They can't have a free product.
Right. Right.
They shouldn't. That'd be a stupid idea. It just goes back to sometimes it's not that you're not getting paid enough, or sometimes it's not that you hate your manager, you hate the working conditions, you hate the market. Instead, it's just, you know, that another environment is better suited for the way that you like to work. And that also kind of helps with transition of, it's not malicious. You're going to be their cheerleader. You're always going to like hype them up and you're always, and you're like going to make sure that when that your transition time is as fruitful as possible so that everyone feels like they are set up for success.
Well, and it's hard for me, you know, how close I am to my coworkers. Those are my team is four of my best friends. It's going to be hard, but I also think part of it for me is I need a little bit of separation from that. Like it's a lot every day. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm excited, but that's the thing is like, I didn't stay because they're my friends. If they're my friends, I'm going to talk to them outside of work anyway.
Every conversation that I had with someone about accepting or not accepting this offer was it was literally, we weren't taking our own advice. Like I was putting the company's needs first. I was like, I can't leave before the end of the year because we need to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And I can't leave because this person just started and I need to make sure that they're set up for success. And I can't leave because these other people just left and it would look really bad about the company, but you need to be able to find a place and go somewhere where you can do your best work. And if your best work is coasting and you don't want to work at a fast pace,
I love that also, for you.
That's tight. That's fucking lit.
I love that for you. It wasn't an environment for me. I think too, like you said earlier, it's not like we were there for 6 months, but even if I had been there for 6 months, I had this post on LinkedIn when I was doing LinkedIn about quitting a toxic job. And like, you should quit your toxic job if it's toxic. Well, I need to stick it out for this long. I need to stick it out. Who says? Who's making those rules? Like, if it is bad for you, the only way for you to feel better is to get out of that environment. You can't fix your toxic work environment by
being there,
being more in your life. It doesn't work. It spills over to it. We just spend too much time working. And for me, I think the biggest thing is I just like to be intentional with the 8 hours that I'm spending working. Yeah. And like, if I'm not having a good time, chances are my coworkers aren't having a good time with me either because I'm not being friendly or whatever. I'm not myself. Not
like doing your best work.
I remember when I first told you about this opportunity, we had like one of our little chats set up every week. Me and Sarah still talked every week. We just didn't talk at you guys.
Just didn't record it.
You said, you're like, you seem back. You seem like your brain is turned on for the first time in a long time. And I'm like, when I told my boss that, he was like, if that's your brain turned off, I don't want to see it turned on. I was like, okay, great. But like, I miss my brain being turned on. So
that's like, it was literally immediate in your, we weren't even talking. I think we were like literally slacking. And I was like, why do you feel more like you?
Yeah.
already. I was like, this is crazy.
Well, yeah. Something, I mean, I know I've said it before last season, but like something I'm dealing with in my personal life is I'm super codependent. I very much am a chameleon. I always kind of morph into whatever environment I'm in. And that's really hard. I'm really trying to work on that. But when that environment is not helping me, it's actively hurting me. People will say that I'm super independent, and I am, but only in specific facets. I did feel like I led a lot of things at Big Time, but as soon as I got the first opportunity to kind of coast, I did. And like, yeah. I just don't like that.
Yeah. But I know that for myself, because I was having these conversations back in July, like I was in limbo a lot where I was like, oh, this opportunity is like really cool and really exciting, but I don't want to jump on it. I don't want to jump on the first thing that comes into my Twitter DMs, but it wasn't the first thing that came into my Twitter DMs. And so like, I think the things that I learned about myself is I want to be on a team that's young enough and small enough where I can influence not only the team that I'm on, but the entire company, which means that I cannot be on a marketing team of 40.
Right.
That is not how I like to operate. And honestly, I think that I came to Alice a little bit too late in their company life cycle. Like the culture that was deeply ingrained in them were the people who had been there for a while.
Right.
And I'm like, and I'm like, that's awesome. Like, I want to do that. And yes, I have a big personality and like, but the things and habits and cultural impact that I want to have is not just, oh yeah, like everyone knows Sarah's name because she's funny. It's no, we communicate asynchronously using voice or video because that's what Sarah brought here. I just want to be able to be like, hey, we should do this. And then have that be part of the culture because it's so early. Like, and so that just means I'm a pre-series A, post-series A gal.
Right.
Gotta stop saying gal. It's not the right word for me.
You'll figure it out. We got a whole season to figure it out.
But like I was having conversations with people where they were like, yeah, I'm so excited with what you could do as like one of the ABM and field marketing managers on this team. And I'm like,
nope,
no,
like, but
it took me a while to figure that out.
Right. But that job is good for somebody. I think that like, that was the biggest thing that I think I'm learning as I get older is like, just because something isn't for me doesn't mean that it's not the perfect job for somebody else. Just because I go on a first date with somebody and I don't like them, like doesn't mean that they'll find somebody that is more similar to them.
Yeah.
Like they'll find somebody that they vibe with. It's not bad. It's just
someone
like,
who can do their best work there because they feel like they're in the environment to do their best work.
Right. People are different. That's what makes us stronger. But like, I feel like I needed to go somewhere where the mentality is the same, but I still want different perspectives. And I think that's what I found.
Yeah.
Everybody has the same mentality, but like everybody brings a different skill set to the group and it's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're out here. And I would have been okay at Alice without this opportunity until the end of the year. Like I would have been good.
Same.
So it just goes to show also, don't run away from something, run towards something that actually makes you excited, because then you're just going to end up miserable again in 6 months. If you're like, no, I mean, if you have to get the fuck out, by all means, get the fuck out. But if it's something where you feel as though you can wait another few months to go through the horrifying process that is the job search, definitely do that instead of just taking the first opportunity that you can easily apply on LinkedIn to, because you just feel like you need to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Make sure that the next company doesn't have the same red flags. There will be red flags eventually.
Yeah.
Different ones are better. It means more experience. It means that the next one, then you can avoid all of the red flags. I'm so pumped for both of us. I think that this is a really good, just like a really good fresh start, good stage for us to be in right now.
Yeah. I think
and I love that we always kind of do it at the same time. That makes it really nice.
We live parallel lives.
Yeah, we really do.
It's fine. Do you have any cheese in your fridge?
Fuck! I forgot that we knew that at the end. I made carnitas last week, 2 weeks ago. I think I still have some like cotija. Yeah. I don't know. It's a Mexican like
crumbly.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm tight. That sounds honestly delicious.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I did have last week from one of my coworkers was the truffle something from Trader Joe's. Incredible. I'm going to look it up. It was so, so good. We put some like honey on there with an apple.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look it up. That
sounds delicious. Dan and I get really into like very specific recipes and then we remake them over and over again. And so this is one that's an Israeli like quinoa salad situation with feta and tahini and hummus. And it's like, God damn
good. It's called Italian truffle cheese at Trader Joe's.
Everybody write that down.
Sarah, what was your favorite meal that you ate here?
The Mexican food at Federales was great. It like the taquitos in the bucket, which is what I wanted. Like the moment we walked in, I was like, I want taquitos in the queso. Bucket. Yeah. Stupid. That queso was great.
And then Sarah ate her first Jimmy John's sandwich.
Oh my God. And I got like a lame one too. Cause I was just like, not, I don't know. I figured out I was hungry too late. And like literally the first sandwich that I saw, I was like,
and then got she it ate it in the elevator because she was too hungry.
I would have eaten it in the car. I was just showing a lot of self-restraint in that moment.
Self-control. Okay. Bye. We have to end on that.